Talk of reopening the economy is on the rise here in Hawaii and around the country. HPR's Ryan Finnerty has been reporting on the local economic fallout of the COVID-19 pandemic and joins us now. Good morning, Ryan.
Hi, Catherine.
You know, we've seen the release of two different plans for restarting economic activity. For those who aren't tracking this, what's in them?
Yeah, that's right. The first one was released last week by two researchers, one at the University of Hawaii, an economist, and the other at the East-West Center, who's an infectious disease specialist. And the second plan was rolled out this week, and it comes from HMSA, the health insurer, the largest in the state. And they're pretty similar. Both divide the economy, the state economy, into tourism and non-tourism or local activity. And the basic premise is that non-tourism, local economic activity will be easier to restart than tourism, which is dependent on millions of people coming to Hawaii from all over the world. And both plans kind of draw examples from other countries around the world that have had some success in controlling their local epidemics, New Zealand, Iceland, and South Korea. And they're also drawing lessons from countries that have had some initial success, but then seen a return of cases like Hong Kong and Singapore, which moved to reopen and now have had kind of an uptick in cases again. Both plans place an emphasis on virus testing and then tracing of contacts, people who the infected have come into contact with, and also maintaining some level of social distancing and isolation measures that we already have in place. And they both also make clear that this wouldn't be just sort of a random reopening, that authorities would need to set some predetermined conditions that, when met, would allow for a gradual easing of the lockdown. And those conditions would be things like the presence of a rapid test for the virus or an antibody test that shows people who have already developed an immunity by recovering, or the capacity to do a certain number of tests per day, things like that. Mark Mugiishi is a medical doctor, and he's also the president of HMSA. And he pointed out that while there are health risks to reopening the economy too quickly, there are also some pretty serious risks if we wait too long.
The number one determinant all of us know of poor health outcomes is economic inadequacy. So Hawaii does need to react quickly to restore its economy, or the ramifications to public health will be large and long-lasting.
So for what I understand, so both plans call for ramping up the testing capacity, but it sounds like not everybody agrees with that.
Yeah, that's right. Around the world, you know, we've heard this really big focus on testing as a way to control the spread of the disease. But Bruce Anderson, who's the director of the State Department of Health, pushed back a little bit on this focus on testing. And here's what he had to say.
I think there's an undue focus on this whole testing issue. Testing doesn't change anything that we do. Honestly, the social distancing is what prevents the disease in our state. The decisions made on quarantine and isolation are made long before we get a test result. It is effective if someone's symptomatic and identifying what they have and what course of treatment might be appropriate for the individual, but it certainly doesn't help you in making decisions on social distancing and other things that need to be done. But this whole idea that we do this mass testing with the test we have approved today is not appropriate.
And Anderson went on to say that he thinks the state should focus more on contact tracing. This is the process where public health officials track down anyone who may have come into close contact with an infected person and then direct them to isolate or potentially test them as well. And as he kind of alluded to at the end of his clip there, he feels that there are limitations with the current tests available that don't necessarily help the process. Those are things like the amount of time it takes to get a test result, the number of tests that can be performed at one time. But there was some pushback against that. A lot of other people in this meeting said that they do think testing is really important. One of them was Tim Brown. He is that infectious disease specialist with the East-West Center in Honolulu who co-authored one of the reopening plans. And here's what he had to say about it.
Where it's critically important from a public health perspective is really in terms of giving us the entry point for contact tracing, because the longer we let it spread, the longer we're basically going to see more cases.
And that makes sense. So contact tracing, as we mentioned, when investigators track down people who have come into contact with an infected person, is a pretty resource-intensive process. One person who has the virus can pretty quickly, if they're not isolating, come into contact with dozens of people who are now also potential cases. And investigators need to track down each one of those contacts, call them, talk to them, determine if they are at risk for an infection, and then each of those people can create their own contacts as well. So that takes a lot of manpower, it takes a lot of people making those phone calls, and it would seem to me that testing would make that process more accurate and effective, but Bruce Anderson, the health director, was kind of making the case that you can just use isolation and contact tracing to control the spread without needing to do this mass testing. Advocates for reopening the economy say you can lessen the risk of easing the lockdown through testing without having to direct people to isolate every time they're potentially exposed. And, you know, without a test to confirm that someone is healthy, if they're potentially a case, then they have to go into isolation for 2 weeks, and that would happen every time they're potentially exposed. And so that fact kind of makes restarting any kind of normal economic activity almost impossible. So it would seem like you do need some form of testing to really begin to relax the isolation measures and restart some kind of economic activity. I think it's important to note that in South Korea, which has been probably the country most cited for effectively flattening its curve, they were able to do that without extensive shutdowns and really significant economic disruption. And their government officials have said they were able to do that in large part due to an aggressive testing regimen. The head of the World Health Organization has pushed testing and recommended that leaders pursue testing. U.S. Democratic U.S. senators in the U.S. Senate are now pushing some federal funding to pursue testing nationally and expand that. But as Bruce Anderson alluded to, there are still some major limitations, particularly locally when it comes to testing. The supplies are one thing to actually do those tests, things like sterile swabs, the vials that the swabs go in and that are shipped out to the lab, the enzymes to do the test, all of those things, the supplies that the testers and the labs need are in being competed for across the country. So that limits the number of tests that can be done. A lot of tests in Hawaii are still shipped to the mainland to labs for processing. That adds several days often to the time it takes to get a result. So until we get a rapid test and also an antibody test, it will be difficult to use testing on a really wide scale to kind of ease things. But that seems to be the recipe for success that these plans from HMSA and the joint one from the University of Hawaii Economic Research Organization and the East-West Center are proposing, we'll see. But that's kind of the centerpiece of these plans is large-scale testing and contact tracing that will allow for an easing of these lockdown restrictions.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Ryan, for that story. That was HPR reporter Ryan Finnerty with a story about ideas for reopening our economy. And I should mention, since we're talking about testing, the city did just confirm a while ago that there has been a new case linked to Westlock Elderly Village and that they are doing drive-through testing in Eva Beach at the Using Park.